I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. By late September 1787, delegates to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia were desperately weary. The assembly room of the Pennsylvania State House, in which they had been sequestered since May, was hot and stuffy and miserable. They were anxious to be done. So, as the proceedings headed toward a final document, the delegates were not terribly receptive to George Mason of Virginia when he said,
"I wish the plan had been prefaced with a Bill of Rights. It would give great quiet to the people, and with the aid of the state declarations, a bill might be prepared in a few hours."
The state declarations to which Mason referred were the Bills of Rights set forth in most of the 13 state constitutions. One of the legacies of the American Revolution was sensitivity to the idea that in the absence of written constitutions setting forth what governments may do as well as what they may not do, liberty would always be in danger. Yet after the question of a federal Bill of Rights modeled on many of those of the states was raised, and after discussion lasting no more than a few minutes, not a single delegation rose in support of such a bill. That hasty decision would prove in the coming months to be a serious mistake. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.